episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be doing my most requested recipe. I've had about 10 emails saying people want to know how to make dokras. Now, basically we're going to be, it's actually khamand. It's called khamand, but we're used to calling it dokra because we're from Africa. So basically we're going to be doing the instant version of the dokra. And this recipe is from my mother-in-law. She taught me how to do this. But I will also be uploading another recipe that uses the yeast. So you could have an option of doing one that's instant versus one that's where we put the yeast in there for it to rise on its own. Now, in this video, I'm going to be chit-chatting a lot just because there's a lot of information. And so bear with me. So before we explain all the ingredients here, I want to show you the pot that we're going to be using. Now, I have here a steamer here that works really well for me. Now, if you don't have one like this one, I would say it would be nice if you bought one. We're not going to need this. But it'd be nice if you buy one. But if you don't want to, I'll show you how you can do it in a saucepan too. So this one basically has a little pot in there that has holes in it. And then I have put about 2 inches of water in here. So let me bring that close to you here, just show you how that looks. So basically, you see how, you know, it's got the water in there. I've got about 2 inches of water, and then I'm just gonna place this. And then what we're gonna do is we are going to spray this with a short oil, and then we're gonna put this right on top of the pot here. Now, when the tray will become hot, that's when we'll put our mix in. So I'm gonna go ahead and take this out for now. And I'm also going to go ahead and start heating up water because we are going to be steaming this. I'm going to go ahead and cover it so it boils quickly. And we're going to be steaming this on medium. I'm just putting it on high right now because I want the water to boil faster. And then let me show you before also how, if you wanted to do it in a saucepan, you want to use a saucepan that you're not going to use very often, just because the more water that boils in here, you're going to start getting like the black residue like in your pan too, but in this one it'll become white. So for this, I would say always put a little bit of lemon juice, fresh lemon juice, or just a a wedge of a lime in there, and then place it in there, so you're not going to have this black coloring in your pan. You can buy the pans from a dollar store. They work really well. So basically what you would do is fill up this pot with about about 1.5 to 2 inches of water. You would then place this pan upside down inside your pot. You would put the water in there. You would let it boil. Once it's boiled and your batter is ready, you would oil this, put the batter in there, put it on top just like so. And then you would add your batter in there and then cover it. So basically, some steps that you have to do, but really once you get a hang of it, it's really not a big deal. So let's go ahead and review all our ingredients here. All right, so for our batter, we're gonna need 1 cup of semolina, which is soji, 3 tablespoons of rice flour, 2 tablespoons of besan or chickpea flour, 3 tablespoons of cornmeal. And I put this up here just because I want to show you that you don't have to buy this particular brand, but this is how cornmeal comes in, or you can even come in packages, but I bought this from my local grocery store. We're gonna need eno. We're gonna be using 2 teaspoons of eno because we're gonna get 2 trays of dokra out of this measurement. We have citric acid here for taste, however you wanna put in there. I've got about 1/2 teaspoon in there. We're gonna be using salt to taste. I have 1 teaspoon of ginger and garlic, fresh, minced at home. And I have about 2 tablespoons of chopped coriander. Now, I didn't have much coriander left at home. This is all I had, but if I had more, I'd put more. So it really depends. If you like coriander, more coriander, add more coriander in there. If you don't like it, don't add any in there. You could just add dried parsley flakes for the color. We're gonna be using 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. And then we've got 1 1/4 cup of oil, 1/2 cup of water. We've got green chutney, which is completely optional. If you would like to add, I have a video on there if you want to check that out. I will not be adding any in mine just because I want to make mine very bland. I have some issues, health issues, so I'm going to keep mine very bland. And we're going to be using the PAMF just to, or any oil just to spread on our plate here so it doesn't stick. Now for the turka, or for the wagar, I have my little frying pan here. We're going to be using 2 tablespoons of olive oil. You can use any oil you like. I have about 1 teaspoon of mustard seeds. Now, I use baby mustard seeds. You don't have to. I just don't like it when you get those big mustard seeds in my dokra. So I things like this, I prefer the baby ones. And you can get that at your local Indian store. I've got about 6 to 7 leaves of curry leaves here. Fresh, and I've got about 1.5 tablespoons of sesame seeds, and I forgot to put my apron on, so I'm going to meet you back here after I have my apron on. Sorry about this, forgot my apron, but I don't remember if I mentioned yogurt, so if I did, this will be the second time I'm explaining, but I really wanted to say something about the yogurt. Now, when this recipe called for 1 cup of yogurt, the first couple times that I made it, I just took it out of the container and I used that. And my dokras did not turn out very well. Now, the reason was because it wasn't thinned out. So this is really important. What you want to do is you want to put 1 cup of yogurt and then put about 1/2 cup of water in here and just mix it so you've got like a runny, more, you know, runny yogurt. It's not really thick yogurt, it's runny yogurt. And the batter should look like cake batter. So let's get started. So in our yogurt here, I'm gonna put this away. I'm gonna lower the temperature on here because I can hear it's already boiling. So I've got 1 cup of yogurt in here. To this, we're gonna be adding the 1 cup of semolina or soji. Just gonna give it a mix. Okay, to this we're gonna be adding our rice flour, our cornmeal, and our besan or chickpea flour. And we're gonna give it a good mix here. Even by adding the 1/2 cup of water in my yogurt and thinning it out, this mixture is still pretty thick. See? That's pretty thick. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna be adding another 1/2 cup of water. The Eno we're not gonna need until we're just ready to transfer that right into our steamer. I'm gonna go ahead and add our citric acid in here, or limuna full. I'm gonna go ahead and add our salt to taste. To this, we're gonna add our ginger and garlic. Now, ginger and garlic also, it can be as much or as little as you like. If you don't like the taste of it too much in your dokra, don't put too much in there. So this is basically a recipe. I'm just giving you some measurements, then you can decide how much or how little of the taste variation you want to do. I also completely keep it blend just because of my health issues. If you want, you can add like a whole bunch of chilies in here. You can add cayenne powder, you can add whatever. And there's one thing I forgot was we are gonna need, paprika. And this paprika I'm going to use to just, sprinkle the dokra on top. Now, if you really like spice, you can add cayenne powder on in there. So that's it. And then we're gonna go ahead and add our coriander, chopped coriander. Our 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. Then we're gonna do the 1/4 cup of oil. And believe me, I've made this recipe so many times because I wanted to perfect it. Now, I made two batches. I made one with oil and one without the oil. There was a difference. The one without the oil was a bit too dry. The one with the oil was moist, and it stayed moist for a couple days. So, you know, if you feel like you're just gonna eat it today and you don't wanna add some oil in there, you can try. You know, do the first tray without the oil, and then the second one you can always add the oil. And then I'm gonna go ahead and add our water in there. Now, this was 1/2 cup of water. We're gonna look at the consistency. If we feel like we need more water in here, we'll add more. But I think I've got the measurements just perfect where I don't think we're gonna need any more water because the mixture looks great. At this time, I would do a taste test because at this time you really wanna know if the salt, the chilies, the citric acid, you know, everything has to be just perfect. All right, so just gonna make sure we're not forgetting anything. And at this point, if you wanted, you would add the green chutney in there. So now we're going to, the water is already boiling here. You can see the smoke. So at this point, what I am going to do is we're just going to spray this pan. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to put it into the pot just so that it gets nice and hot. Now this pan, you don't have to use this certain pan. You can use any pan. I like using these pans. They're from Baker Square. And what you want to do is you also want to have another little bowl next to you because you don't want to put the Eno oil in one container. So bear with me here. We'll grab this here, and what we'll do is we'll put 1/2 the mixture in here. And you can just kind of eyeball it. Okay. So we have splattering going on here. Curry leaves. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and add my sesame seeds. Just mix that. Okay. And we're going to, once our mixture is done or our water is done, we're just going to mix that and we're going to add that to our dokra mixture here. Gonna mix it really well. Okay, now I'm gonna go ahead and spray our tray with some shortening, and then we're gonna be steaming this. The air deflate basically. So what we're gonna do is we're just gonna mix it like so, and you can tell, see how fluffy it's becoming? That's great. You don't wanna over mix it. All right, at this point, I'm just gonna go ahead and grab my spatula here and into the pot, nice and hot, we're gonna go ahead and add our dokra mixture in here. Okay. Now you can either sprinkle your paprika at this time or you can even wait, but let's go ahead and just sprinkle the paprika on it. Or you could do, like I said, you could do cayenne if you want to make it really, really hot. We're going to take this, we're going to cover it, and we're going to leave it alone. And it's on medium. We're gonna cover it and we're gonna leave it for 15 minutes. Don't open it, don't do anything with it. Let it cook on its own. So basically here, our dokras are done. It's been 15 minutes and you wanna keep a cloth right next to your stove. So you can just add, you don't wanna add all this water that's dripping out into that. And the best way to even make sure that it's completely done is just stick a toothpick in there and it should come out clear. Now, I wanted to show you that everybody can make a mistake, including me. I forgot to put the tarka or the wagara mixture in this dokras. So, what we're gonna do now is, just give me a second here. Yeah, just when I want it to come out, huh? All right. There we go. And we're just gonna pull this out. Nice and easy. Be careful.
I have my dokras here. Now I have to show you the one that I forgot to put the tarka in. Looks like this, but you can see how the little holes in there that makes it puffed. That turned out really good. I tried it. It's just that it misses that taste that we're so used to. So it still turned out, it just turned out without the tarka. And then here I want to show you the ones that we did put the tarka in. Looks beautiful with the paprika on it. And if you haven't watched my video on how to make the chutney for the dokras, please do so, because it is fabulous. So I'm just going to add this on here and give it a quick taste test. It is really, really good. And I am really impressed that, you know, I got this. Now, it's been a long time since I've been working with the dokra recipes, and I couldn't find one that really worked. So thanks to my mother-in-law for this recipe. It's amazing. So you guys have to try it. I'd love to get comments back from you. Follow me on Facebook or email me on rehanascuisines@gmail.com. If you like these videos, please show me some love and give me some thumbs up. And this concludes our video on how to make dokras. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.
I can't take this.